So here we are, first episode of a passion, a dream, something that I've just been trying to do for years, the Father's Day Project. 2019, it was on my heart and it was a mission of mine to really make sure that a network, an idea, to really help support fathers was in place. And this is where I started, and you know, it isn't always easy going out there and talking about subject matters that are close to your heart. But being a father of two children, a husband, it's really a big thing that's close to me. And I think that if we can start to elevate the level of attention given towards fathers, I think that we can, you know, really start to do some things to help out families, our communities, and the bigger picture society, you know, doing our part. So, you know, I'll just jump right into it. My first episode is really about asking and answering the question, who needs dad? Some time ago, I wrote an article on this in Suave Magazine, which is an online magazine, asking the same exact question, who needs dad? And, I never thought there would be a time in my life when this would be a question that many people in the nation ask of themselves. You know, as Father's Day is approaching in another couple months, I thought it would be appropriate as the first episode to ask this serious question, who needs dad? You know, over the last 20 years, there's been a big push to confront the growing problem of fathers who are absent from the lives of their children. And I mean, rightfully so. I mean, it's led to many, you know, people developing a stance that questions the importance of having dad around. You know, this change with the growing acceptance of non-traditional families make up a huge contribution to the question, who needs dad? What we know of the traditional dad or man of the house role for some families is bestowed upon the young sons of households, which develops an unhealthy and oftentimes unrealistic sense of responsibility or duty. The responsibility that young men are asked to shoulder is not practical for them, but can be argued as always being default responsibility when dad is absent. I really want to talk about that in another podcast, but I thought it was important to mention that just as a part of a father, a dad not being in a home, that burden that's extended to young sons to try to pick up on something that there's no one there to teach them how to do can be very challenging. Something to consider is the impact that this has on mothers who now find themselves assuming the dual parenting role. In recent years, many women have felt the stress of having to be mentally flexible, shifting between their idea of self and the idea of the pseudo personality of dad. I wonder, is it such an easy transition or done with the idea that I'm doing the best that I can? The concern I have is how do the children fare through these situations? The children are robbed of so much because of what is not provided. The lack of stability that can be brought with both parents in the house is huge. Imagine the relationship issues that can be developed from not having enough engagement for the children. Mothers don't have to be and cannot be dad. That doesn't mean that they don't contribute incredible amount of value and they don't do well for the children that they raise, but to do it in the idea that I am replacing something that I may not truly understand can be a difficult thing to think. You know, so often they have to cover a lot of ground attempting to provide a complete parental experience for their children. I mean, this is an incredibly large topic, and I want to focus on specifically, you know, do we need dad? You know, my goal is to ultimately stimulate a dialogue about progress for the lives of our future community. It's amazing how we as adults can look out and see the possibilities of what the community can look like if we honestly assess our impact on the children we raise. there is a stability in every community when those that are the dad or play the role of dad are given the autonomy to be active. This is an issue to me that stresses how important it is for them to be parents. Unfortunately for the children, their parents did not have a manual to guide them. So many of them miss out on the opportunity to have constructive support within the process of maturing because the parents may or may not have had that same constructive support and therefore can't pass on that legacy. I mean, imagine it's impossible that if there were training courses that for fathers, how consistent would they still be? I mean, the attitude that is attributed to men is, you know, in most of these instances, is a stigma of lack of communication. It is important to consider how young fathers are being supported in this process, though. Very many of these young fathers, as we have more people feeling comfortable having relationships and building families at a very young age, where do these fathers who are still learning the ropes get support? If there's no community to assist these men with emotional and even legal support, you know, how do they overcome the issues that arise from broken relationships that result in disconnect in a parenting situation? I encourage the dads to come together and build a network full of programs to support each other. Let's answer the growing question definitively. Who needs dad? I open it to everyone to contribute. This isn't something that I have the answer to or that I lay claim to knowing all the ways to deal with it. I, like many other fathers, have been out there trying to figure it out day by day, doing the best that I can to grow as an individual so that I can help better answer the question of the importance of a parent, the importance of a father specifically. I encourage all fathers, answer the question. Answer the question for you. Answer the question for your family and your household and your community. I believe it's important that your perspective is given to the rest of the world, because what we also need to show is that some of the ways that we're encouraging our young children as fathers and dads is also a part of a bigger community, to where we all have to start to see that we're interacting with each other. And though some people may say, hey, it's about, you know, making my kids strong and making them not victims, some people don't feel that they're going to be victims either way. Let's start to share that. Let's start to share what's important about developing and building our children, so that we can start to see how important the impact and spread that. I don't want anyone to miss an opportunity. So please feel free to write in or to call in or to send me a direct message. Alan_A_Caldwell@Instagram. You can find me there. You can send me a direct message. As I put out more episodes, I will leave more contact information. I'd love to hear from everyone. The Father's Day Project is a real thing. We're going to make some really big strides in developing a community of fathers who are doing things to enrich their families and society. So I thank you and I appreciate you, and just know that fathers do matter. And who needs dad is a question that we will get an answer to.